minutes after the hour. Welcome, welcome. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. This is how we like to start the shows off here. We get superstars on the program to start us off. Bodie Hume, UNC Men's Basketball Junior. Bodie, the awards keep piling up, and now we got the Big Sky preseason all-conference team that Bodie was, it was announced yesterday. And Bodie, my friend, great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, it was good seeing you guys in practice on Friday. Okay, is it just me? You, I noticed it with Core, a couple of guys. You guys look like you've really been hitting those weights, man. I mean, you guys are looking good.
Yeah, no, definitely putting in a lot of work since we didn't have a summer to work with. It's been a grind. You can tell. You can ask a lot of the guys. They're sore after practice is all said and done, but they're very happy with how our progress is going right now.
That's what I was going to ask you. If this is more because, okay, you didn't have a normal off-season schedule, so you're lifting more, you're doing more, or is this kind of a Coach Smiley thing that he's like, hey, I want more weights into the regiment?
You know, it's actually surprisingly more us.
Nice.
We have optional weights once a week, twice a week, and Smiley has to yell at us not to go, which is kind of crazy and exciting at the same time.
How important is that? You know, because you see it with football and certain lifts, you see it with different sports, certain lifts help out. But then you're seeing that in basketball, NBA, college level, more and more guys really dedicating themselves to the weightlifting programs. And
yeah,
how important is that for you personally?
Oh, it's been very important for me being able to put on weight the right way, and as well as putting on weight and not losing explosiveness. Being able to still jump as high as I can or just as close to as high as I can while still putting on 5-10 pounds of muscle, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And again, I'm seeing the explosiveness. You guys scrimmaged a little bit on Friday, and I got to tell you, man, from my perspective, it was pretty intense. I was standing next to Athletic Director Darren Dunn, and we were just like, man, this team looks pretty stacked, and you guys look eager, man.
Yeah, very, very eager. Eager is the right term.
So is that spilling over from last season? It's interesting. We were talking to the voice of Eastern Washington the other day, Larry Weir, and, you know, the top two teams right there. And we thought, man, I personally thought third time's going to be the charm in that Big Sky Conference tournament. Obviously, we didn't get there. Is that fueling your fire a little bit?
Absolutely. I think that, as long as some other things with how this season's shaping up and the preseason polls and everything, we got a lot that we're excited to show and a lot that we're excited to achieve.
Yeah, and you look at that Eastern Washington team. So we're talking about the Big Sky preseason all-conference team. You're there on that list, some other great players, but you see two Eastern Washington guys there, Kim Akin Jr. and, of course, Jacob Davison. Do you take that personally? Do you look at that and say, you know what, I'm going to make it a point to be better than both of those guys this season?
Right now, I take it personally that we need to show that we're the best team in the league. And that's all I'm really worried about right now.
This team looks stacked, man. I mean, talk to us about this year for you as a junior. So much was expected from you your freshman year, and you were playing with great leaders, of course, Jordan Davis, Jonah Radabaugh. There's no question now. You take over. There's a lot of expectations player-wise, but do you have extra pressure on yourself to be that leader for the younger players?
Not necessarily. I think I had to step into somewhat of a leader role last year with Jonah. Thankfully, he helped me out quite a bit still. But this year, we got some guys that bring a lot of energy to practice, bring a lot of energy to games, and can talk a lot. I'm more of a lead by example type of person, and I'm just going to show the team how it's done right, and that's what we're going with.
Well, and I think that's interesting, too. We don't know what the fan situation is going to look like, but when you guys talk a lot, we're going to be able to hear everything. Our broadcaster is going to be able to hear everything out there on the floor. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun.
Talk to us about some of the newcomers. Dalen Koontz, the transfer from Colorado. I know we were all waiting to see if that transfer was going to take hold this year and we were going to be able to see him play. Watching him out on the floor, I mean, you guys already have a history with him, you and I believe Matt Johnson and Sam Mastin. But how much does that help with the chemistry already?
It's definitely helped quite a bit. For us, for Sam and I, being able to play with him when we were still in high school is a lot, and him and I have clicked really well, and it's just trying to find what he's good at and what he can improve on with just like the rest of us. He's been playing really well, and he's clicked in a lot of tasks already, which is really great for him, and he's exceeded a lot of those tasks.
You said it, too. You want to prove that you're the best team in the conference. That's where you're taking it personally. A guy like Dalen Kuntz, I mean, he looks at it, okay, he was at CU. There's a lot of guards there, a lot of solid guards, and maybe when he'd get in, maybe he was pressing a little too much. Do you think he feels like he has something to prove here with the University of Northern Colorado?
I think he might think that. I think if I could reiterate to him that he should just be here to have fun and love the game of basketball. That's all he should really worry about right now. He's a great player, and no one's gonna deny that of him. He just needs to believe in himself and not put a lot of pressure on. Just because we got guys that have been around the pressure before and they can handle it, and he doesn't necessarily have to handle a lot of that this year.
We're talking to Bodie Hume. We got the news yesterday that Bodie was named to the Big Sky preseason all-conference team on Tuesday. Does that do anything for you? Do you look at that and say, no, that's preseason, that doesn't matter, I got to see what happens at the end of the season?
I mean, all accomplishments are definitely for surely great. I think I have personal goals this year that would have put me on that list before the season even started, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's what's going to happen in this 16 or 20 game season or whatever we're going to have, and that's where we're at with it.
Yeah, looking at the schedule, I mean, we're seeing the dates pouring in. We got that Southeast Missouri State game November 27th. Seeing the schedule, seeing the dates, does that make it a little bit more real to you? Obviously, you go to practice, you're preparing for the season, but finally starting to see those dates trickle in. We've had the conference schedule for a while, but seeing that first game November 27th, does it feel a little bit more real to you at this point?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been exciting. We just got... we're learning our test results every day, which has been really nice, and we're excited to see how close this season is and see what we're going to be able to do right out the gates.
Has there been any challenges? I mean, obviously 2020 has been a challenge for everybody in different ways, but has there been something that stuck out to you where it's like, man, this one's tough? Is it anything like that for you?
Not necessarily. I think we've done a really good job of adapting to the environment. Just whether we're doing pods, like the Monday and Tuesday, we had pods where we couldn't. We're a pretty close team, and we're around each other a lot. And the coaches left us with the task of not being around a certain set of teammates. So basically, my pod was me, Coor, Trey, Sam, and Roy, and those are the only people I could see from Friday to yesterday. So I mean, it's been a change, and it's been tough to adapt to, but we're doing a really good job with it, and I think everyone held up their end of the bargain with the pods, and it's been really good for us.
So with that all being said, I mean, you still try to find ways to communicate. How close is this group?
We're actually pretty close. We got a lot of people that love to be around each other, and a lot of people that love to play video games together, as well as be around each other on the court and just make each other better, which has really been a lot.
What are you guys playing now? What video games are you playing now?
We got certain cliques, I guess you could say. We got kids playing 2K against each other, and we got kids playing Call of Duty. I hop in with a few of them and play Fortnite every once in a while, so it all kind of depends.
Are you guys hitting up the Madden game yet? Because I have it. I've played it, and the reviews are terrible. I'm having issues with it.
we aren't very big into Madden. A lot of the guys, don't quite understand everything, you know. so like, if anyone wanted to play me in Madden, I'm ready to play him, and I'd probably beat the whole team. But that's just because of the background that I'm from. But we don't have very many Madden players.
Well, send us. My favorite thing now is to get on social media and see the Madden glitches, the video game glitches. There's some bizarre things going on there, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, Theo Hughes, 7 foot tall, man. I looked at Coor and I thought, well, he's massive now. You're massive. And then I go up to this guy. I mean, he's a freshman. He looks like a WWE fighter or something.
Yes, he does. He is the full 7 foot, too. It's kind of crazy. Him and Jamel Melvin, both I just look up at him, and that's not normally how it's been for me. With Kai, with Mato, with people around me, that's just not how it was. And having to look up to these guys is kind of fun and exciting, and it's really fun to watch them play and watch them get after it.
Yeah, no question, man. I had a lot of fun. I love catching practice. Very excited for you. I'm excited for Coach Smiley. What's that transition been like? Again, 2020 is weird. You had Jeff Linder last year. Smiley's already there with you, a big part of you know why you went to UNC. But what's that been like, him taking over that head coaching role?
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot of fun seeing what Smiley's all about and kind of, I don't want to say taking a back seat, but just listening and observing what this guy can do as a head coach. And he's done a really good job so far. He brought in a great group of guys who push us every day, who I mean, two of the other assistants have been head coaches for a long time, so they drive us to want to be better, and that's kind of what we're shooting for right now, is just getting better every day.
Yeah, I love the mix, too. Listening to Coach Faringer up and down, you know, pushing you guys. Coach Reed getting after it, too. I mean, yeah, I love the mix of coaches, for sure, and I think it's gonna mix well with you guys. Bodie, can't wait to see it. Can't wait to hear you guys in action. I'll try to stop out to practice again sometime soon.
All right, yep, sounds great.
All right, man, appreciate you. Good luck this season, my friend.
Of course, thank you for talking.
All right, that's Bodie Hume. Big, big expectations for him. Huge expectations. I think he's going to be an excellent player. Now listen, I know that Jacob Davison is the stud. Everybody thinks he's going to be the MVP in the Big Sky Conference, and rightfully so. I mean, he was a monster last year. He averaged 18.4 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, 87 assists, 13 blocks, 44 steals. His field goal percentage, 45.4. I mean, he was awesome. There's no question. Bodie's going to take that next step this year. If you remember, you kind of go through the years with Bodie. His freshman year, I had Jeff Linder on the program, you know, talking about him his freshman year. He played in all 32 games. He started 28 of them. And I remember Coach Linder telling me on this program, second half of the season, once we get into more of that conference play, Bodie can't be a freshman anymore. And that's unfair to him, but that's what we're asking him to do. That's the guy we have to lean on. So they did. He was one of those guys jumping off right off the bat that freshman year. He was the Big Sky Freshman of the Year. And then last year, he was second team all Big Sky. He started all 31 games. He averaged 31.7 minutes per game. He was second in scoring at 13.9. Let's round up to go to 14. So I imagine all those numbers to pick up. I mean, can he be a 16, 17 point guy more like a Jacob Davison? He sounds motivated, doesn't he? I mean, I told you, I'm not just seeing things. These guys are getting bigger. And I love that Bodie said this. It's not really a coach thing. It's not really a board thing because of COVID. We are taking it upon ourselves. It's volunteer lifts to go work out. And you're seeing it, man. I noticed a huge difference from last year to this year. I think they feel like they have a lot to accomplish this year, and the expectations are pretty high. I'm going to go into the preseason standings. I'll tell you where UNC's ranked coming up in the second segment. A lot to get to today, too. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day, it's Nuggets related. We'll stay basketball. Do the Nuggets have a championship roster right now? Do they have a championship roster? They go to the Western Conference Finals, and they're able to get one. Okay, so is it because they were missing Will Barton? Or do you think that they need to be aggressive? Because I'll tell you what, I like a lot of guys. I'm starting to break into the draft. I got about 5 or 6 guys that I'm looking at. But I don't expect them to be a big impact, to make a big impact that first year. So if you think this team's going to go for a championship this year, I don't think you're relying on your draft at 22, you know, at the 22nd pick. So does that come in free agency? Does that come from a big trade with Drew Holiday? Chris Dempsey told us yesterday he didn't think so, but wouldn't be shocked if it happens. I don't know. Let's talk about it. That's the Power to Play Sports poll question. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 20 minutes after the hour, we're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We're waiting to see also if we're getting another interview on with the standout CU Buffs safety who had a monster game last week, Darian Rakestraw. So we'll see if we can get him on the program. Still waiting to confirm. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Dan Patrick. You're listening to my pal, Brady Hull. Check out The Hull Show on Northern Colorado's football station, 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-four minutes after the hour, welcome back. It's The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Glad you could be with us here today. Great to hear from Bodie Hume in that first hour. We're waiting to confirm an interview, Colfax, but I don't know. Speaking of lifting, I believe senior safety for the Colorado Buffaloes, Darian Rakestraw,
is, I love that name, by the way, is in their later workout. So I'm not sure if we're going to be able to catch up with him. He had a huge day for the Buffs. 6 tackles, 1 for loss, QB hurry, 2 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, pass breakup. I mean, he was everywhere. That defense was almost perfect in the first half. Here's one of those forced fumbles by Darian Rakestraw.
Ball is jarred loose at the end of the play. Was Phillips already ruled down? Colorado's got it. He's been their leading tackler the last 2 seasons. And a miscue in the backfield, and Colorado has it. And for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, an interception and now a fumble.
In that first half against UCLA, I think they allowed 14, but 7 through most of it. UCLA gets a late score in the half. And then they score 21 points in a row. So that defense showed some holes. But how much of that do you just look at and say, it's the first week of the season, and they found a way to win? So I think that's got to bode well. Anytime you get to the point where, all right, that first game, especially in 2020, and you find a way to win that first game. Because look at CSU. CSU already is a much better team than they were against Fresno State. They beat Wyoming. They beat up on Wyoming. So that's where I'm going to be curious to see what this Buffs team is all about, because I think still the strength of this team's going to be the defense. So, yeah, big moment there for the Buffs, and Darian Rakestraw came up with some big, big plays for this team. First Advantage text line 31996, 31996. Do the Nuggets have a championship roster, or do they need another piece? And if you say another piece, then you're not expecting them to draft, you know, at 22, are they going to draft a player that's going to make an immediate impact, or are they going to be more or less a nice player that kind of gets rolling? Let's see what you guys are voting on. Again, go to thewholeshow.com. 57% say you need another piece at this stage. How about this one, Colfax? Denver Post came out with this. Mike Singer. The Denver Nuggets are exploring trading into the top 10 of next week's NBA draft, 2 league sources told the Post. The Nuggets currently have number 22. How would they get up to, that's 12 spots, if my math is correct, Colfax. Hey, I mean, it's a little bit different than the NFL, but you see a lot of trading in the NBA draft. What does that price look like, though? There's people that are thinking that Atlanta's number 6 and maybe Washington's number 9 are both very available via trade, one league source said, and Boston's number 14 as well. I don't know who they'd be targeting at this point. There's, because I've got a list of guys that make sense for Denver in 22 or even a little bit earlier than that, if they can move. But at, you know, you're wanting to move up 12 spots, then what could you be looking to do? So I mean, you got Florida State sophomore Devin Vassell. He's a great perimeter shooter. Obviously, that's a need for this team. The freshman out of Auburn, Isaac Okoro, great defensive player. And then there's Iowa State's Tyrese Halliburton, who's more of just an overall playmaker. Here's my list that I kind of had. Because, I mean, how far could they possibly move up? So I'm already breaking in thinking, okay, maybe they can go up to 18, around that mark. Chris talked to us yesterday about Sadiq Bey, the power forward out of Villanova. I mean, he's kind of that, he's like a better Kenneth Faried. He can play great defense. He's very quick. He can take defenders off the dribble, which you're seeing that more and more with power forwards. Great offensive rebounder. Pretty good three-point shot. I'm watching some tape from him, and he's got a weird-looking shot. It's very strange-looking, but somehow 45%. Not like an over-the-top athlete, though. So the difference, I mean, Kenneth Faried was more of a freak of nature athletically, not really a sound player. So that's kind of the difference, I suppose. Precious Achahu, I think is how you say it. He's an elite defender. So, again, Nuggets need a shooter and a great defender. Well, I think it's Achu, Colfax. That's what it is. Just like the sneeze. Precious Achu out of Memphis, 6'9", 225 pounds. He was the AAC Freshman of the Year and Player of the Year. It's more of a work in progress on the offensive side, though. So are you getting a better version of Mason Plumlee if you go with Precious there? Cole Anthony's a name. He's a guard. He's really good at shooting off the dribble. Not that great of a penetrator. Decent defense as a guard. Desmond Bane is another good one who's a really good defensive player. And he is a shooter. 44% from the three-point line. So that's a name to throw in there. And then I'm going to try this one. Alexej Pokusevski. Pokusevski. I'll get it. Dempsey has him kind of compared to Porzingis, which, whoa. He's a seven-footer. He can run the floor. He actually worked with Nikola Jokic in that Basketball Without Borders. Joker coached him. So that's a big name, too. The needs are shooter and defensive player. You have that in this draft. If they want to move up and get a guy that's going to impact, that's where it's going to get interesting. Because if you get a guy, if they move up in the top 10, yeah, top 5-6 guys, 7, you get close to 10, probably get some good playing time this season, especially when it's a weird year and you're not sure, you know, are guys going to be getting rests and things like that. But if you're moving in, yeah, it's probably that Florida State shooting guard. Is that who they're targeting? He's projected to go at 11. I mean, in as much as we talked about the power forward out of Memphis, he's projected to go at 13, 12 or 13. So this will be, if they can move up, I mean, what are they going to have to give in return? Cole Anthony's on their list too. Dempsey talked about that, DenverNuggets.com. Get another Anthony back in the mix. If you can get what the other Anthony delivered, Carmelo, then yeah, you'd be happy with that. First Advantage text line 319-996-31996. Auto Taylor will fix you up, get you ready to go. Maybe you're taking that road trip. Thanksgiving's coming up. I don't know the parameters with all the rules and stuff with COVID, but you're maybe going to do something. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You're going to get that car going. You got to make sure you're ready to go for any kind of road trip. And people aren't flying as much either. They trust their own vehicles now more than ever. Stop by Auto Taylor. Make sure you're good to go, even if it's just a routine oil change. Get your tires rotated or something worse. That's Auto Taylor here in Greeley. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. 32 minutes after the hour. Colfax, let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 36 minutes after the hour, busy show. Do want to thank Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte. You want to get a free mini cooler? Just call the folks over at Fresh Coat Painters South Platte, and you can get a free painting quote while you're at it. Maybe that room finally going to get some touch-ups to it. Get that free painting quote as well as a free mini cooler, 970-414-4131. Fresh Coat Painters is also the sponsor of Top Text Tuesday. We've got to give that Nuggets swag away at some point, Colfax. It's a battle for it right now. Absolutely insane.
Just waiting on the Hooligans to get it together.
Step it up, right?
One of them.
Somebody's got to step up, you know, rise to the top, be a better Hall of Famer. Be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You just be a regular Hooligan. You know? Come on, man. We did confirm we're going to get Darian Rakestraw on the program, senior safety for the Buffaloes. And that was a great game in the first half defensively. And that was one of those examples where they did all the work early. They built that lead, so it took UCLA a monster comeback to try to even make this thing close. But then they did bend. And, you know, listening to some of the post-game comments with CU, a lot of it was just guys blowing assignments. So I'm curious to see. My guess is they're going to clean that up. Again, this defense should be the strength of this program going forward. So I would imagine you're going to see more of a complete game coming up against Stanford. Stanford got worked by Oregon last week. First Advantage text line 319-96-31996. Yeah, with the Nuggets, that's interesting. Trying to move up. They said that in the Denver Post, again, by Mike Singer, said that, hey, even if the Nuggets can't trade up, can't make it work, they still feel confident that their targets would be there at 22 if that's where they're ultimately going to go. yeah, again, it's probably moving that far up. You know, you're going to look at a shooting guard, you know, somebody that's going to be able to come in and be right behind Gary Harris, come off the bench and be a shooter and produce quickly if you move that far up. I'm not sure that they do that. Sadiq Bey, who I talked about, the power forward, he's projected on ESPN at going 17. Nuggets feel like he might be there. I'm getting excited now. We're starting to, we got day. Now this is what's weird to me though, kind of a scary thing for the Nuggets because they have some big decisions to make with Paul Millsap and Jeremy Grant. Now free agency doesn't start until next Friday. The problem with that is the NBA draft is on Wednesday. So the Nuggets, I mean, I like it the way the NFL does it. Go free agency first, then you fill out the rest of your roster in the draft. If the Nuggets can sign Jeremy Grant back, which I would imagine that happens, but that's not a guarantee. They don't know that for sure. And Paul Millsap, even if the Nuggets want him back, which I'm not sure if they do, maybe if the price is right, there's no guarantee he's going to stay with Denver either. So if you risk it and don't go draft a power forward like a Sadiq Bey, like Precious Achiu, then Jeremy Grant decides he wants more money and he's going to be able to get it from someone else, then you're kind of stuck. Okay, Plumlee and Millsap again. You're in that very interesting time. I'm not so sure how that's what they're going to do. Maybe they do pull the trigger and they draft a power forward, knowing they're going to let go of, you know, they're going to let Paul Millsap walk, and they're just going to put the absolute full court press on a guy like Jeremy Grant. Now, both sides have indicated they want to get a deal done, but they can't talk about that stuff until Friday. Grant's expected to opt out, but he wants to get a lot more. Sir Charles, trade example. The best example there from the last 10 years would probably be the 2019 trade between the Timberwolves and Suns. Minnesota moved up to number 6 from number 11 by trading the 11th pick. And Dario Saric, so essentially a solid starting forward made the difference between 5 picks. But that's getting in the top 10. Yeah, so what would you be trading to move that far up? You're not talking draft picks. I mean, that's... You're talking Gary Harris, Will Barton type guys. Monte Morris type guys. I mean, that's what you're talking. So I don't see it. They may be interested. I mean, everybody's interested in moving up. But are you willing to blow up some of this roster based on an unknown? And again, other than the top three, there's a lot of guys on this roster, on this NBA draft that should be pretty good, but there's not like a real guarantee to it. Nuggets have fared really well drafting and lately. You know, I mean, Joker was a second round pick. Gary Harris ended up being that Chicago trade, and they got Harris for, I think they ended up getting Harris, was he like 14th or something along those lines? And Jamal Murray was a 5 or a 7? But and then you look at Bol Bol, you look at Michael Porter Jr., all guys that had injury history. Nuggets took the chances, and so far, yeah, I think they're happy with the progression they've seen with MPJ and even Bol Bol. But yeah, you're right, Sir Charles. I don't see you're going from 22 to top 10. Even if you just get at 10, you're moving up 12 spots. So I mean, do you really want that Fresno State guy? That's where I'm curious to see who is it that's on this list right now. The Florida State sophomore. Florida State, excuse me, not Fresno State. The Auburn freshman, who's really a good defensive player. And then Tyrese Halliburton out of Iowa State. Pretty solid guard, playmaker. I don't know, man. I mean, this article makes me look at it and say, are they preparing for life without Gary Harris? Because maybe Devin Vassell is not a starter tomorrow. Maybe he's a starter halfway through the season, next season. So you could go that route. So that's kind of why I wanted to pick your brain today. Go to thewholeshow.com. Check out the Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Are the Nuggets a championship roster right now? Do they have a championship roster? A team that goes to the Western Conference Finals without one of their starters in Will Barton and lost to the Lakers. The team of destiny, it seemed like, for the bubble. Everything kind of worked against Denver there late. Not saying that was necessarily an excuse, but, you know, without Will Barton, I don't care if you like Will Barton or not, he was a starter. He was a starter. You were without one of your starters in a series in the Western Conference Finals. So, Will Barton back on the roster, not injured. Is this team a championship caliber team? And if the answer is yes, then you stay at 22. You draft a guy like Sadiq Bey or Precious Achiuwa. You go those routes, and they're kind of more projects that'll be there, you know, in a year or two. That's what you do, and then you just come free agency. You do everything you can to secure Jeremy Grant. You see if you can get Millsap for a song and a dance or Plumlee for a song and a dance. You're damn sure not going to give Plumlee $14 million, right? You're not going to give Millsap $30 million. There's no way. He's the highest paid guy on the roster last year. But you got to be careful. Now that we're looking at that salary cap, you know, the salary cap is 109. What did I say the luxury tax was 130, was 132? So, yeah, you got to be really careful now of what you're looking at. Last year their payroll was at 130, and I don't think the luxury tax changed, so it was 132. So they were under that. But it'll quickly climb. You know, you'll be able to sign your guy in Jeremy Grant, and that's going to pop you up there. Is he $16 million? Is that 16? So I mean that gets you close to that 120 mark. So you got to be careful here. You know, that puts you at 123. Now you got $9 million to play with. Where's that going? You gonna be able to get Millsap for a few million suddenly? Go from $30 million to a few million? Plumlee? Still got Torrey Craig to figure out? Yeah, so it's Torrey Craig, Mason Plumlee, Paul Millsap, and Jeremy Grant. Those are the big ones. And then again, if you offload a contract to move up in the draft, and that would, to me, that, again, Gary Harris, Will Barton, those are the names that keep coming up. Because you're not doing anything with Joker. You're not doing anything with if you get Grant, obviously he's your guy. Jamal Murray's not going anywhere. MPJ's not going anywhere. Monte Morris, maybe. But again, he's getting paid $1.6 million. So you're not really offloading much there. I mean, that's a possibility. Don't get me wrong. Plus, you got to get Bol Bol figured out. He's not on the books yet. PJ Dozier's not on the books. Are you going to keep him around? So there's a few question marks surrounding this team. Like I said, the Nuggets can go a couple of ways here. They can look at that roster and say, nope, let's secure Jeremy Grant. Maybe we even go Plumlee and Millsap for cheap. Secure Bol Bol. I mean, can you do all that? If you're at 123, if Jeremy Grant gets $16 million, he's at 9, he wants like a $7 million increase. Everything I've read is he wants to be around a $6 million guy. So you'd give him that, then you'd be at 123. So that leaves you with, $9 million to play with. Bol Bol won't account for much. That will barely scratch the surface of what their amount is. Plumlee's paid $14 million last year. Yeah. There's no way he's getting that from anybody else. So is he a $6 million guy? Is he a $5 million guy? What's Millsap? You might not be able to. It doesn't look like they're going to. For sure, one of those guys is gone. Millsap's going to command more than Plumlee, though, so that's where you got to be careful. He's going to be a backup. And from what I believe, I would think they would go Grant a small four. And then you go with Grant and Joker. Bol Bol off the bench as a big guy. They play relatively small. Or, again, you draft a guy like Sadiq Bey, and maybe you do think he's going to be an instant, you know, give you an instant impact. Now, again, projections have him anywhere from 8 to 12 to 15. So maybe that's where the Nuggets are looking at it, if that's their guy. And the reason I keep going there is because I'm watching a lot of DenverNuggets.com with Chris Dempsey, and they talk about him quite a bit. and Chris works for the team. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up hour number one. We did get confirmation. Darian Rakestraw will join the program. Senior safety out of Colorado had a monster game for the Buffs against UCLA. So we'll talk to him in the 1 o'clock hour. Don't miss that. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Catch Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, Tuesday nights, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Colorado High School Activities Association coming out 46 minutes ago. All 7 football championship games will be played at CSU Pueblo this year. So going to move all the championship games there. This one from Chasen Now earlier today. All 7 classifications of the 2020 state football championship games will be held on the campus of CSU Pueblo as part of Chasen's championship weekend this December. So we'll have, I don't know how many games we'll have, but we'll certainly have something for you, assuming a Northern Colorado team is in that mix. The event will mark the first time in the history of Colorado high school football that all 7 classifications will play at the same site. It's a part of championship weekend. It's slated for December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So, should be interesting. There we go. Big games coming up this weekend, too. Don't forget to go to 1310kfk.com. Find the full schedule of what's set to happen Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It is a lot of high school football will be on 1310 KFK for the next few days. Again, we did get that confirmation. Excited to talk to Darian Rakestraw, senior safety for the Colorado Buffaloes. He'll be on at a little after the 1 o'clock hour. Let me read some of your texts here. Did I say something about John Elway? Because I got 2 texts suddenly about John Elway. Did I accidentally say Elway instead of Conley? Dixon says Nuggets should consult Elway and then do the opposite. Hey, it's hard to disagree with you on that, my man. McLean says, I'm concerned if I hear Elway's trying to make a draft pick move. Tim Conley, however, he must be on to something brilliant. I think we trust Tim Conley and Calvin Booth, obviously, now. But I think their drafting has been amazing. You know, they don't reach. They get guys. I mean, Emmanuel Mudiay, that was kind of a bust. But it worked out. They quickly replaced him. I was excited for Moody. I thought that move was going to work out, but just never really developed that shot. Then the very next year, they have the same draft pick. I think it's a 7, and they take Jamal Murray. Kind of seals Moody's fate. So, you know, you make a... I think, you know, a lot of people looked at Moody. They thought he was going to be a stud. Nuggets looked at it, made the move, go with it. Weren't crazy about it, didn't like the development. They move on, find Jamal Murray, and it worked out. So, yeah, Tim Conley's draft history has been very good. They've been, for the most part, a homegrown team. Their stars coming from the draft. Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Gary Harris. All those guys, and now MPJ and Bol Bol. Other guys that are going to make up the nucleus of this team. And then they're adding pieces, too. I mean, again, I've said it a billion times. It's very much like what Golden State did. Even without Kevin Durant. Golden State won 1 without Kevin, and then they went and got Durant and won a couple more. That's the question today. Do the Nuggets have it? Golden State won 1 without Durant, so, you know, it's really unfair if you're going to say, well, the only reason Golden State completed that was they went out and got a free agent. No, I mean, they proved that they could win before that. Sir Charles, I think every time you say precious, you need to say it in a Schmeagle voice. Precious. Oh, man. I like it. You know what? There's a lot of nicknames there. Like a good nickname in the NBA. It's great. First Advantage text line, 31996-31996. Cole Anthony's a name that keeps popping up, the guard out of North Carolina. They ought to reverse this, though. They ought to put I don't know why the NBA doesn't do this. Make the draft after the free agency period. So that way the Nuggets can, because here's your worst case scenario. You draft a guard in the first round. You forego drafting a power forward. Jeremy Grant can't come to a decision, a deal with you guys, moves on, tests the waters at free agency. Paul Millsap decides he wants a little more, maybe on a team that is a little closer to the championship. He leaves, then you're stuck. And you got Plumlee, and if you re-sign him, and then you have Bol Bol. So that's, and again, I would point to 90% chance Jeremy Grant, if not higher, Jeremy Grant is a Denver Nugget to start the season. But there's that risk. So the safe money is probably to draft a power forward, a guy that can play defense. And but then you're ignoring shooting, and that was a big issue. Other than Murray and Joker, you didn't have a lot of that outside shooting. Well, Porter is that guy, but again, you had to risk bad defensive play with him every time he was in the game. That's got to get better. That's got to be a big thing that's supposed to get better in the offseason, a short offseason. So, yeah, you're going to want to see some kind of shooting added in, and if that's MPJ, okay, well, you got to play better defense, so that cures your shooting problem. Now you got him, Jamal, and Joker, and if Gary can improve that percentage a little bit, yeah, maybe you're all right. All right, we're switching gears a little bit in the second hour. We'll talk some Colorado Buffs football. More on the Nuggets later on. Don't go anywhere. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Yeah.